Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia. Network Asia.
This episode may include topics, references, or discussions around sexual assault, domestic violence, stalking, physical violence, or subject matters that may be disturbing to some of our listeners. We do acknowledge that this content may be difficult. We also encourage you to care for your safety and well-being.
Shocking, sad, revealing, and deeply researched, PH Murder Stories podcast covers the true account of infamous killings and true crime stories from the Philippines.
There's no such thing as questions, just hidden answers. Stay tuned as we revisit the inconceivable crimes that exist.
Some listeners may find the following content of PH Murder Stories highly disturbing due to its graphic nature. PH Murder Stories does not condone nor promote violence of all sorts.
Viewer discretion is advised.
Sakuha ng CCTV sa Temple Drive noong madaling araw ng Sabado. Makikitang dumaan ang isang Fortuner at tumigil sa bangketa. May bumaba sa sakyan at ibinaba si Maria Aurora Moynihan, ang nakababatang kapatid ng aktres na si Maritone Fernandez. Hinala ng hepe ng QCPD, maaring dun na binaril si Moynihan. Batay na rin sa testimonya ng dalawang testigo na hawak ng pulis.
Tama yung iniisip natin, assuming na bumaba siya, nabuhay pa at saka dun binaril, hindi kakilala niya, di ba?
Isa sa tinitingnang anggulo ngayon ng mga pulis ay kung may kinalaman sa illegal na droga ang pagpatay kay Moynihan. Lalo't may karatulang iniwan sa bangkay kung saan sinasabing drug pusher ng mga celebrities, kasunod na kayo.
In September 2016, a British aristocrat's daughter, involved in the illegal drug trade in the Philippines, was killed amid the government's controversial war on drugs. Many spectators have pointed towards the Philippine National Police. However, investigators suspect that her former boyfriend was behind the brutal slaying. Maria Aurora Moynihan was a 45-year-old British-Filipina woman who was linked to selling illegal drugs. 3 years ago, she posted bail after being arrested for the alleged possession of prohibited drugs. Aurora was the younger sister of local celebrity Maritone Fernandez and the daughter of Anthony Moynihan, a baron in the United Kingdom's House of Lords. While serving his prestigious title as the Liberal Whip, Baron Moynihan married his third wife and the mother of Aurora and Maritone, Luz de la Rosa Fernandez, in 1968. Luz was a former dancer in the Philippines and the niece of the country's ambassador to Cambodia. The Moynihan family's entry into the British aristocracy began in the 1920s, when Berkeley Moynihan, a highly regarded surgeon, was made the first Baron Moynihan. His father, Andrew, an army captain, had won the Victoria Cross for bravery during the Crimean War. But scandal came to the second Baron Moynihan, Patrick, who at the time of his death in 1965 was facing charges of homosexual importuning. His son, Anthony Moynihan, the third Baron, was born in 1936 and educated at the private school Stowe, a sign that his life was not going to follow the traditional route was when he married in secret actress and sometimes nude model Anne Herbert in 1955. The marriage quickly turned sour though, and a year later, he fled to Australia. There, while working as a bongo drummer in a nightclub, the man who would become known as the Playboy Peer met his second wife, Sharon Belly, a Malaysian belly dancer and fire eater. They married in 1958, had a daughter, and enjoyed both a move to Ibiza and a belly dancing tour of Europe during their 9 years together. In 1965, Anthony Moynihan, who once worked as a chauffeur for notorious slum landlord Peter Rackman, entered the House of Lords, declaring, "I have every intention of shaking this place up. Sparks will fly." But his active days in the House of Lords were short-lived, as by 1970, he was facing dozens of fraud charges over various business and financial transactions. Baron Moynihan left Britain for Spain, later moving to the Philippines. In the Philippines, he operated a brothel and was linked to the drug trade, but had some protection due to his close tie with former President Ferdinand Marcos. A decade later, he was named by the Woodward Royal Commission in Australia as an associate of a prominent Australian drug trafficking group operating between Manila and Sydney. During the late 1980s, Moynihan worked as an informant for the United States Drug Enforcement Administration, for which he was given immunity from prosecution. His testimony led to the conviction of Howard Marks, a notorious drug smuggler from Wales. In 1991, Baron Moynihan died of a heart attack at a young age of 55. He left behind two sons who might have inherited his title. However, genetic evidence showed that the older boy was not Baron Moynihan's son, and the younger was born of a bigamous marriage. The House of Lords eventually awarded the title to his half-brother, Colin Moynihan, a conservative politician. Decades later, the Moynihan family name is put into a negative light once again. This time, it features the death and the alleged illegal drug trade involvement of Baron Anthony Moynihan's daughter, Aurora.
A serial killer in North China, an American trapped in North Korea, and a Mongolian spy in Malaysia. These are just a few of the stories that I will be featuring in the second season of my podcast. Hi, my name is Christine Abrigana, and I am the host of Asia in the Shadows, a weekly true crime podcast. So, shadow friends, make sure you are ready. Listen to Asia in the Shadows on any of your preferred podcasting platforms. See you soon.
Before the police investigation, CCTV footage from the area showed Aurora's body and recorded a vehicle stopping and opening its door along the corner of Temple Drive and Giraffe Street in Barangay Ugong Norte in Quezon City. Witnesses also claimed that the victim was shot 5 times, then saw a silver SUV fleeing the crime scene. Aurora's killers also propped up a cardboard sign against her corpse, which said, "Drug pusher to the celebrities." A signage indicating involvement with illegal substances has become a trend for the victims of the controversial war on drugs. Meanwhile, authorities also found packs of methamphetamine with her body. Maritoni Fernandez, the older sister of Aurora, issued a statement, quote, "We as a family have one priority and truth at this point in time, and that is to protect her children from further pain and suffering, so that they and we as a family may take this time to grieve and mourn. But most of all, celebrate the life of this exceptional human being I will forever have the privilege of calling my sister." Unquote.
CCTV footage obtained by the Quezon City Police from one of the residents in White Plains shows a person getting off a Toyota Fortuner along Temple Drive to unload a body. QCPD Director Guillermo Eleazar suspects that was Aurora Moynihan's body, the younger sister of actress Maritoni Fernandez. Moynihan was found dead along Temple Drive last Saturday morning. The video is now being used as evidence to corroborate the statements of 2 witnesses.
Tama yung iniisip natin, assuming na bumaba siya, nabuhay pa, at saka doon binaril, hindi kakilala niya, di ba?
The police are looking into several motives for the killing, including Moynihan's alleged involvement in illegal drugs. A sign was placed on top of Moynihan's body with the words, "Celebrity drug pusher, you're next."
Malaki yung posibilidad. Since we have established na meron siyang prior involvement with illegal drugs, pwede nating sabihin na malaki yung possibility na sa drugs itong pangyayari ito.
During the investigation, authorities have pointed out that Aurora Moynihan was killed by her former lover, Leandro Antonio Kanahashi. According to reports, Kanahashi was one of the last persons to whom Aurora sent a text message before being killed. Suspicious messages, possibly indicating drug deals, were also supposedly found on her phone. The Moynihan family also had reasons to believe that Kanahashi was involved in the murder of Aurora. Kanahashi was reportedly a higher-than-street-level drug dealer who sold crystal meth and party drugs. Further reports have also indicated that Aurora allegedly served as a middleman for Kanahashi's drug transactions and was killed because of financial misdealings. Previously, Aurora was put on the Taguig City Police drug watch list after being arrested in 2013 in a drug den located in Barangay Santa Ana. In October 2016, a month after the slaying of Aurora Moynihan, the police uncovered Kanahashi's whereabouts. Kanahashi and his unidentified companion were killed after they allegedly shot at the authorities during a police operation along Mapagkumbaba Street in Barangay Botokan, Quezon City. A police officer was also wounded in the shootout. The police recovered a .38 caliber revolver and a .40 caliber handgun from Kanahashi, which they claimed was used in the killing of Aurora Moynihan. 10 sachets of crystal meth were also found. The murder of Aurora Moynihan fueled negative media attention to the government's controversial war on drugs. With the victim and the prime suspect already dead, is there reason to believe that the PNP staged these events? Or did notorious drug dealer Leandro Kanahashi make it look like Aurora was a victim of the war on drugs? We'll let you be the judge of that.
For further updates, please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at PH Murder Stories. And subscribe to our YouTube channel, PH Murder Stories. If you have case suggestions, please go to our website at phmurderstories.com and fill out the request form at File Your Blotter. Did you like this episode? Give us a rating on Apple Podcasts, or if you're listening on other platforms, kindly send us a review on our Facebook page or send us a tweet. You can also share our podcast to your Instagram and Facebook stories through Spotify. We're also inviting you to join our Facebook group, PH Murder Stories The Verdict, and participate in our discourse about true crime, both local and international. This group is a safe space for true crime and mystery fans like us who want to engage in thorough discussions about the subject.
To all our listeners, we hope you could support us on Patreon. If you're fond of online shopping, you can also help our team earn a small commission by clicking our Lazada and Shopee affiliate links found in the description. Any amount you contribute will enormously help support our team to produce more quality content.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.